Talk to us about the presidential conventions. Your first one, we said, was in
68. It was in Florida. Nixon was nominated, and a guy from Maryland.
Spiro Agnew.
Yeah, he's up there, too. He was the vice president. We took all the family with us.
Did you get involved in those conventions to any degree? You were a delegate, obviously.
Yeah, I was a delegate, and then that one year, when it was in Kansas City, I was on the finance committee for the convention.
In 68, Ronald Reagan got a few votes, too, then, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
Were you always a Nixon person?
Yeah, I always had a great deal of admiration for Nixon. I just don't understand how he ever got into the switch he did, as smart as he was.
Then in 76, Reagan and Ford.
That was in Kansas City. I think we were for Ford. He got it.
Bob Dole was his running mate. Then Jimmy Carter beat
Carter, him. Yeah. Then Reagan came back and beat Jimmy Carter.
Yeah. Let's talk about George Bush, because you developed this close relationship with him because of the oil fields.
Well, I met him in Midland right after the war. And it was right after I got married. I was married in 46. Around 47, 48 is when it was. He came out there with a bunch of Easterners that came out and tried their luck and get out and get going, get away from the old folks. It was quite a mixture of people. Remarkable people. George, of course, stood out, and I happened to be involved. He came out there in the supply business for a conglomeration of companies, and he represented them. Of course, he didn't stay that way very long. He was a fun guy. His first time to Tulsa, I don't know what year this was, he stayed with us at my folks' house and played in the Southern Hills Swingaroo Golf Tournament. Remember, guess? This is a funny story because it's a big party is what it was. I mean, you played golf and had bars and, you know, big party. After about 2 days, I came down in my back. I had a little back trouble, and I had to get a substitute, and I got Bobby LaFortune. I talked to him when he was in town the other day.
George Bush.
Yeah. He really doesn't look very good on TV. He's a super guy, and, of course, she is a real tiger. Well, I mean, Barbara, you don't want to mess with her. We saw them all socially, and I mentioned the Ledke brothers before. Later, George went into business with them. They were real entrepreneurs. They were really sharp guys. And he made them some money, made George some money. His father at that time was a senator from Connecticut. He used to come out and visit. I think I was out there 7 or 8 years and moved back to Tulsa when my father died.
So those were good times for you in Midland,
yeah,
weren't they?
Yeah, all my times have been good. I haven't had a bad time yet, except when I lost my wife. I get to talking about dying now, and someone said, well, one thing about dying, he said, you won't know it happened. I said, well, I'd like to have about 15 minutes to look back over and see who came to my funeral.
When George Bush decides to run for president, you were obviously a big supporter of him.
Well, we did a lot of stuff for him. He had us at the White House. We had dinner up in the Inner Sanctum a couple times with him.
In the residential?
Yeah. And he's included us in some real nice things. Sent us on an international trip one time. We've seen quite a bit of him. He's really quite a guy. And this young one is, too, regardless of the press. He's a hell of a kid.
Did you get to be around him much?
I used to take him to Sunday school.
Where?
Midland. Not very regularly, but a few times.
Why did you take him to Sunday school?
Because I was going to church and his daddy wasn't, I guess. I had about 4 kids I'd take, all about the same age, and I would just take them to Sunday school and then downtown for breakfast.
So you remember George W. since he was about 6, 7, 8 years old?
He might not remember that, but I do. He's the one that got into baseball business, you know, made the money in baseball.
Did you know him as an adult? Did you get to visit and be around him at all?
Very little. We left there and came up here, and Big George went to Houston.
Are you surprised, as you look back, where the Republican Party is today in 2009? What are your thoughts about that?
Well, I'm not very happy about it, but I don't know where we got off the track. We had things going real good there for a while, and then we got to acting like Democrats. And instead of saving money, they started spending it just like the Democrats. I don't know where we stand now, but I think we've got some pretty bright stars. I think Newt Gingrich is the smartest one of the whole bunch up there. I don't know whether he can overcome his early problems or not. As a matter of fact, I don't even remember what they were when he was Speaker. But they might celebrate that sort of thing by now.
As you look back on the accomplishments, I guess I kind of asked you this before, but you stated again, the accomplishments that maybe you're the most proud of, what would you say?
I don't think I've done anything that I'm the most proud of. It's probably my relationship with the Holland Hall School, because I saw it really from nothing to really something. Well, I did support too, but it became more of a personal thing because of my children and grandchildren. That may sound a little snobbish, but it's a hell of a place.
You watched Holland Hall grow then when they integrated boys and girls.
Yeah, from the time they started taking in boys around the fifth grade, and they brought them right up a year at a time until they graduated. But my first wife had gone there, and I think she graduated in the class of 38. I think there were 8 or 9 girls in there. Then after the war, this demand that the Tulsa school system wasn't very good, and some of us decided we'd do something about it, and that's the way it came out. Then we got this huge grant from the biggest foundation in town, you know, the Chapman and Walters Group. They have an endowment out there now. Before this stock market, they had about an $80 million endowment.